sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw Niflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem. And again, this is based on the Torah of Maron Rosh Hashiva, Zechat Tzadik Levrach, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz. And Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Rashi explains that the Takana of Bisul Anisus Liyom HaRevi is because if the husband finds that Pesach Pasuach, Yavo le Beis Din v'yisbarer hadavar, he's going to come to Beis Din, and then it's going to be misbarer why exactly he did not find her to be a Bisula. Tosis there argues on Rashi and learns that the reason that you get married on Wednesday, or Beis Din's meeting on Thursday. So Bisula Nisus Liyom HaRevi, says Rashi, so that he'll go the next day to Beis Din before he cools off. But Tosfos says, no, that's not why he's going to come to Beis Din to be misbarer, because anyway, she's muteres mishum sfeik sfeika. Well, what's the whole for it that you want the guy to come to Beis Din to be mevarer? There's nothing to be mevarer. She's muteres mishum sfeik sfeika. Safik tachtav, safik eno tachtav, I feel tachtav, safik on a safik rutzen. So how do we have to make a gzera for all, takana for all women, to get married on Wednesday, to go to Beis Din? In most cases it won't apply, because it's a sfeik sfeika. You don't need to be mevar anything. So based on what we said in the previous shiur, we can explain as follows. In the previous shiur, we said yisod, that the shabinash chatichat yisura is, doesn't mean that we believe the person. It just means that, she becomes aser, taras iser, but it's not darashe be'erva, and it's not we don't actually suspect that she was unfaithful. Just he makes it a chaticha di sura. So that's what his nemanus is for the totsa, for the outcome, and not for the ma'isa. So that was the previous shir in a nutshell. So Rashi writes earlier that Yashkin le Beis Din v'shem hizinsa tachtov v'neser olav. So he should be mashkim and go to the Beis Din because maybe she was mizanet tachtov, and if she was mizanet tachtov, then nesra olav k'di alfinan mi v'nistera v'hin nitme'a. Like we learn from the pasuk v'nistera v'hin nitme'a, that in such a case, when she secludes herself with another man and she becomes the contaminated, so she becomes asa to her husband. So it's interesting that Rashi learned from the pasuk of Nistra v'nitma, which is an essay, like we see in Yevamos 11b. This is an Isser Mechudish on a Safek Sota, that a Safek Sota, who is Nisteris, is going to be, and we suspect something went wrong over there, something went asser over there, so she's going to be Aser. But why didn't we talk the Iker Iser? You know what the Iker Iser is? The Iker Iser is Lo Yuchal Balu Harishon Loshuv Lekachta Acharei Asher Hutamo. That there's a lav, that he's not allowed to take her after she's been contaminated. And this is an Iser lav, the Saita Shenivla, like we see there in Yevamos 11b. Varek Shenod Lo Chshash, Hashem Azin Satachtav, Nod Lo Samik Shem Yasur Alav Balav Zesuv. There's a Chshash that she was Mizane. So there's a Suffolk that there's this, he's going to be over on this lap. So why did Rashi only mention the Isser Esse when he should have meant, when he should have said the Los Esse? We have a Los Esse, it's more Chamor. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. Not that we say in our sugya that she's Muteres, Mishum Sfeik Sfeikens, and she's not considered a Sfeik Sota, is because in our sugya, you view his Ne'emanos, Midin, we frame it in the context of Chaticha Di Yisura. And since he's not Ne'eman on the Etzem HaMaisa, as we explained earlier and in the previous shir at length, he's only Ne'eman on the Isser, she's not Bechlal, a Sufik Sota. And therefore we can say that that's all regarding our Sugya, that the Nidon is in Linya, the Beis Din to be Ma'am, meaning to be Mekabel Tvarav Benogea La'atzmo, Mishum Shavi Anafshi Chaticha Di Sura, Ve'eno Nidon Olav Ma'ut Tzarich La'asos. So the whole Nidon is what he has to do. Like the Meritva's Medayik from the Lashon of Rebbe Lazar, he says, Ne'eman la'osra alav. What does it mean, Ne'eman la'osra alav? Lo Ne'eman la'osra al atzmo. Alav, it's in the third person. In other words, it's the Beis Din who's assering her and taking her away from him. So that's all with regard to our sugya, that the nidon is in the basin. Basin's makabel dvarav minagei la'atzmo, because shavya anafshi chatichati sura, and the nidon is not what he has to do, like the ritual was medayik. The nidon is on the beisdin. The nidon is not on what he has to do. The nidon is on the beisdin, and that's what it says. Shavya anafshi chatichati sura. That the beisdin, because he made her a chatichati sura, the beisdin is going to separate her from him. But it's not a suffix sota. It's just that his whole namanus is midin chaticha di sura. Mash, that's our sugya and daftes. Mash enkein when it comes to the takon of getting married on Wednesday. Didaininon legabe hu atzmoi imuchayev lovo the base. Now we're talking about him, what he has to do. Before, in the other case, and daftes, we're talking about what the beisdin has to do. But here on Daf and the Beis Amid Aleph, we're talking about what he has to do. Imu chayav lovo lebeisdin kishemoytzei pesach pasuach, in order to be mevaris adavar. So since it was misbarilo, the etzem hamaisa, he knows that he saw pesach pasuach ligabov. She is a suffik sota, and vis-a-vis his hanhaga, he has to be nohegba kechol chomer iser sota. Because and sfeik is not going to be matir, as we were marach in the previous year. Sfeik is not matir sotas. Not a sfeik, and not a sfeik, and not a sfeik. Like we see by sfeik tumah versus seachet, it doesn't matter how many sfeik is here marbe. The sfeik tumah remains a sfeik tumah, and that's derived from sfeik sota. Mele, we know that by sfeik sota, it doesn't matter how many sfeik is there are, she's still going to be as sura. V'lechein yeshal avlov le-beis din, and therefore, he has to view her as a sota. He has to come to beis din, even though there's a sfeik. Because he, as far as he's concerned, he found that the Pesach was Pesuach, and therefore he has to be Noe. We are not Noe Kechol Chomer Safik Sota. We're just Noe Kshavi Nafshi Chaticha Di Sura, and the Beis Din separates him. But as far as he's concerned, he has to view her as a Safik Sota. Now, if he comes and asks the Beis Din, is she usher to me? When he says that I found her was I found her Pesach Pasuach, Beis Din will say no. It's Beseder. Why is it Beseder? I'll tell you why it's Beseder. Because it's a Pesach Pasuach. Because it's a Sfeik Sfeika. So since it is a Pesach Pasuach, but the Pesach Pasuach creates a Sfeik Sfeika. Safik Tachtav Seinu Tachtav Fil Tachtav Safik Enu Sefer Bratzen. So he has a Sfeik Sfeika. Since he has a Sfeik Sfeika, the Beis Din is going to be mad near him. Nevertheless, since he could, now Beis Din is going to be mad near her as far as Sfeik Sota is concerned. As far as Chaticha Di Sura is concerned, Beis Din is going to say, sorry, if you're saying, if you're saying that she's Asur, if you suspect her, then Shabi Anafshi Chaticha Di Sura. All you have Namanas to do is to suspect her and separate from her. But as far as the Beis Din is concerned, you're totally cool. But if you say that she's Asur to you, so Beis Din's going to separate you out Shabi Anafshi Chaticha Di Sura. But not out Safik Sota, because Beis Din Bechlal doesn't believe you. You just believe yourself. So you're Chaticha Di Sura, so Beis Din separates you mitzad Chaticha Di Sura. And but as far as the Sufik goes, it's even if you're right, that it's a Pesach Pasuach, but it's a Sfeik Sfeika. However, there's a toelis that you should come to Beis Din, Shemitokach Yisbara Adava, like Rashi says, when the call gets out that something happened over here, and then, or maybe Eidim will come, and then the issue will be clarified. So it's Meduyak Heitev Mashikasev Rashi. And that's why Rashi brings the Isra Asay of Vinistra of Hinitma. Shemitzad Asafik Shemin Esra of Bisra Lav Shasota Vadai Loya Tsarech Lachush. As far as the lav goes, and we're dealing with the sota vaday, that we don't have to be worried about. Why? Because we have a sfeik sfeika. And as far as that's concerned, you don't even have to come to Beis Din. You don't have to come to Beis Din because you have a sfeik sfeika that she's muteris. So you don't have to worry about the sota vaday. The only issue you have now is the suffix sota. There's an iser mechudish of suffix sota. There's the iser of sota vaday. So you're not allowed to be with a vaday sota, as it says in the Torah, lo yichol bala rishon loshev lekach d'achrei asher hutama. So do you have to be choshish for that here? The answer is no, it's a sfeik sfeika. What do you have to be choshish for? You have to be choshish for the iser esse, that there's an iser esse and a suffix sota. So here, Taka, she's a suffix sota. And that you have to be choshish for. And that's v'nistra v'hinitmeil. And there the sfeik sfeika is not going to help you, because in the iser mechudish of suffix sota, sfeik sfeikas don't help you. So while it's the iser esse, you have to come to Beis Din. And then Shema mitoch kach yisparu adover, now that she's begeder suffix sota, you have to, maybe the dover is going to be misbarer, and then it's going to be clarified whether she's asura to you or not. So that's why Rashi brings the pasuk, the lav, the essay, v'nistra v'initma, which answers the suffix sota, because al suffix sota, as far as you're concerned, she's taka asura to you al suffix sota. You have a suffix, so as far as you're concerned, she's a suffix sota. So as far as the lav, sfeik sfeika, that you don't have to worry about. That you don't have to worry about. But as far as suffix sota, you hold she's in the category of a suffix sota, so that's why you're coming. So you have to separate from her, because as far as you're concerned, as far as we're concerned, but as far as you're concerned, she's a suffix sota. You have doubts about her being a sota. That's v'nistra v'hinitmea. Beautiful. And with this, we can understand something else. Because Rashi writes, and daf beis amud aleph, that we are metakin besula nisus liyom haravi, kidei sheyavu lebeis din, shemitoch sheyavu lebeis din yisbar hadavar kshiyetzei hakol, Shemi Avo Edim, so maybe the Edim are going to come. So Rashi says just that he's going to come to Beis Din, and it's going to be Misbarer, and Edim are going to come. Tosfos adds via Idu Shezinsa Baratzen. Not only are Edim going to come, but Edim are going to come and say that she was Mizana Baratzen. So in the Tshuvas of Rabbi Kiva Eger in Siman Kuf Yud, he brings the words of his son, Rabbi Shlaima Eger, that if they're, right, we have Machlokas here, Rashi and Tosis. Rashi says that Edim are going to come, and Tosis adds, via idu shezinsa beratzen, and they're going to be made that she was mizane willingly. That's what Tosis adds on to Rashi. So Rabbi Kiva Eger brings the kash of his son that if they're, brings the comment of his son that if they're made just on the etzim znus, it's not going to help because it's still a sfeik sfeik, Hashem alav tachtov, Hashem abonis. And therefore Tosis had to add that they're made that she's mizana beratzen. But now we have a problem with Rashi. Why did Rashi just say Edim are going to come? What are Edim going to say? That she was mizana? That doesn't help us. It's still a sfeik sfeik. She's still going to be a muteris. So Tosa says it has to be that she was Mizana Baratz, and then she's talking again, going to be Usser. So that's the explanation, Rabbi Shlomo Eger, why Tosa adds Mizana Baratz. So how are we going to defend Rashi? But according to what we said, it's Mamish Gevaldik. Because Be'emes, all they have to be made is that she was Mizana. As long as we are Mevarer that she was Mizana, she's a Suffix Sota, and the Sfeik Sfeik is not going to help. If there are no Edim on the Znus, he just comes with a Tainus Basulim. We say the only thing we believe you on is Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Di Sura. And we have absolutely no indication that she's a Suffix Sota. You want to think she's a Suffix Sota? Gesundheit. But as far as we're concerned, she's Bechal not a Suffix Sota. Sayin al Maladaber. Just you say Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Di Sura, she's a Sura to you. Bevakasha. But as far as Suffix Sota, she's not a Suffix Sota. But when Edim come, and are made that she was Mizane, now she's a Suffix Sota. So you're going to say, but she's Muteres, because of a Sveik Sveika, and the answer is no. Because we're not Matir, a Suffix Zona, a Suffix Sota, with a Sveik Sveika, as we said before. Sveik Sveikas don't help us by Suffix Sota. It doesn't help us with Toma Birsha Sayachid. It doesn't help us with the Suffix Sota. So according to Rashi, all we need are the Edom to come and say that she was Mizane. And that already puts her in the category of a Suffix Sota. Now we just want to know. Ones Ratzon Tachtav Eino Tachtav. But the moment she's a Suffix Sota, then she's already going to be Asura. Because when it comes to Suffix Sota, even a Sveik Sveik is not Matir. So before the Edim come, as far as we're concerned, it's a Shavinav Shechtichad Yisura, and therefore, like we explained in the previous year, she still collects her Ksuba. Because it's only Midin Shavya, it's not Midin Suffix Sota. But the moment we categorize her as a Suffix Sota, then she's already going to be Asur. Why is she going to be Asur? She's going to be Asur Midin Suffix Sota. Aye, what about the Sveik Sveika? The answer is that Sveik Sveika is not going to help us with Suffix Sotas. Just on Daf Tes, the only issue is Mitzad the Beis Din, not Mitzad the Guy, Mitzad the Beis Din. So the Beis Din has to view it as a Chaticha Yisur, it's Begeder Isur, it's not Begeder Suffix Sota. But here we're dealing with the Suffix Sota if Edim come. So he's going to come to Beis Din, and then Edom might hear about it and come and put her in the category of Suffix Sota, even if that Mamei Tachtav. Doesn't have to be Tachtav. Doesn't have to be Barat, they're made Baratzon. She's made that she's Mizana. That already puts her in the category of Suffix Sota. So what's Tosis going to answer back? Why do they say that it has to be Baratzon? So for that, we need to explain something else and to understand it to be Matarit for Tosis. So that hopefully will be a different shear. And after that shear, then we'll understand had obi miyashiv gam divrei atosis. Koponim, we saw Baruch Hashem niflos gedolos mitaras Hashem, and I give us a bracha that we should continue sing niflos besimcho betuv lev of meirov kol, and mirtz Hashem, we will be zoche ta'ach tov v'chesed kol yimei chayenu. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.